They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient to name Linda Morrison, L-I-N-D-A, middle initial M, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N, date of birth 01-16-1989, date of appointment April 18, 2024, requesting physician Crystal Baker, CRYSTAL, middle initial MBAKERPA. Dear Crystal Baker, I have the pleasure of seeing Linda Morrison today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 35-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of seizures since the age 6. She had recently 6 seizures after 1 year of seizure-free period. Typically, she gets the aura of smelling bleach. Then words does not come out right. After that, she loses consciousness with incontinence, with tongue biting, hands and feet shaking. It lasts about 2 minutes. After seizure, she goes to sleep, postictal confusion present. She went to the emergency room where CT of the head done, which was read as negative. She is taking Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily. She is having numbness and tingling in the feet. Past medical history. Past medical history, epilepsy, GERD, Barrett esophagus, anxiety, asthma, ADHD, breakthrough seizure, depression, bipolar disorder, history of wrist drop, history of alcohol intoxication, history of substance abuse, carpal tunnel syndrome, history of spontaneous abortion, history of syncope, past surgical history, carpal tunnel release both hand, history of repair of the anterior cruciate ligament, history of C-section, allergy to Haldol, medication, famotidine, fluoxetine 20 mg daily, ibuprofen, levetiracetam 500 mg 2 times daily, loratadine, methyl phenidate ER 27 mg daily, norgestimate ethinyl estradiol, omeprazole, potassium chloride, social history, doesn't smoke 3 cigarettes per day, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs, she is a PCT, she is married, lives with a husband, have 2 children, family history, mother alive, doesn't know about her, father alive, with hyperlipidemia, 2 sisters with ADHD, one brother ADHD, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having confusion, convulsion, blackout, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, anxiety, joint pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next couple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, synovitis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 35-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, epilepsy. Number two, memory loss. Number three, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number four, history of rule out neuropathy. Number five, anxiety. Number six, ADHD. Number seven, depression. Number eight, bipolar disorder. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to increase the Keppra to 750 milligram 2 times daily. I would like to order the EEG and I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. She might need EMG of the upper and lower extremities. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.